This evening, I'd like to share with you about true gospel and true church.
今天晚上啊，我想与各位一起分享的是真实的福音，真正的教会。
Gospel seems to be only used by the Christian church.
我们有时候听到福音都是基督徒在讲的。
But in fact, gospel just simply means good news.
那福音是什么呢？福音就是好的消息。
But good news is something that is often abused by especially salespeople.
那常常我们听到好的消息，有时候都是一些在做行销推销的，他们说他们也有好的消息。
This is such a good product.
他们说我的产品是最好的。
And you are one of the first people to be able to try it.
你是很幸运，是一开始就能够来试试看这个好的产品。
The good news is that you don't have to pay now.
那好的消息是什么呢？就是说你先不用付钱。
You can even delay paying for up to a year.
你可以用了之后，甚至等明年再来付钱。
But
但是呢
，You have to pay double if you pay next year.
但是如果你要等到明年再付钱，你要付两倍的钱。
Is that good news?
这是好消息吗
？You don't have to pay now. That's good news.
你不用现在付钱，这算是好消息吗
？But when you have to pay double, it makes the good news no longer good.
但是你当听到明年要付两倍，哇，这个就不是这么好的消息了。
Different religions also offer different things.
那我们听其他的宗教，有时候他们也有不一样的东西能够给我们。
They offer hope to us.
他们可能带给我们希望。
Yesterday we mentioned that.We live in a real world.
昨天我们提到了，我们是活在一个真实的世界里面。
Therefore, we need a real savior to give us real solution.
所以我们需要的是真实的救主，给我们真正的答案。
But do all religions, when they offer us hope, are those offers real?
但是如果一些宗教给了我们希望，但是这些希望、这些答案是否是真实的呢
？Do they really have good news for us?
是他们真实的是好消息吗
？Even in the Christian world,
就算在基督教的社会里面
，We say we have good news. We have the gospel to tell.
我们常常听到他们，我很常常听到人家都说我们有好的福音。
And we've heard that it's very easy for us to get to heaven.
那我们也听说过了，去天堂其实不难。
If you hear what we have to say this evening,
你如果听一听我们今天晚上跟你讲的
you just raise your hands,
你把你的手举起来
you just pray this prayer,
你只要照着我们这样子来祷告
and hey, presto, you're on the way to heaven.
然后你就哇马上就会可以到天国去了
And this fact becomes an unchanging fact.
那你就是一次得救永远就得救了这是不会改变的事实
Some other Christians disagree with this.
有些基督徒他不对这个说法并不同意。
They call this easy believism.
他们说这个是太简单的信仰了。
So is easy believism good news?
这么简单的信仰是好消息吗
？Mind you, freebies are not always good.
但是我们要想一想，我们就知道。天下没有免费的午餐，免费的东西不一定都是好的。
Yeah, most of the time, they're not that good.
很多时候其实没有那么好。
So what makes good news really good news?
说一个好的消息要什么样，它才是真正的好呢
？There's someone who's suffering from an eye disease.
有一个人他是眼睛受伤的，是有病痛的。
And by and by, his vision becomes poorer and poorer.
所以说他的眼睛就越来越差，他的视力也越来越差。
And then he tried all kinds of medication, but to no avail.
他已经试过了种种的医疗的方式，找了很多医生，都没有办法医好他的眼睛。
Every time when someone says good news, he will try it.
有他只要听到人家跟他讲好消息，他就马上去试试看。
And then one day somebody says the same thing. I've got good news for you.
有一天再一次人家跟他讲说，我有一个好消息。
I can guarantee you that the moment you use this medication, you will be able to see perfectly.
他说，我跟你保证， 你这个药只要一用了，马上你的眼睛就可以完全的明亮，好像正常人一样。
Hey, try it for free.
你免费的给你试试看。
And he tries it.
他一把这个药涂上去。
And hey, you could see perfectly.
他真的可以马上看到了。
Good news at last.
真是一个好消息啊。
And he goes to the guy who gives him this medication.
然后他到了这个给他药的这个人这边。
Can I have more? And how much is it?
我可不可以再买一些？它是多少钱呢？
Well, before I sell the medicine to you, I must tell you something.
他说、哦、我把这个药卖给你之前，我要先跟你讲一些事情。
This medication, the effect only lasts for 2 days.
这个药呢，它其实只是两天的功效。
Oh, it doesn't matter. Every 2 days, I just apply the medication.
那病患他说没问题啊，我就两天涂一次药就好了。
But you can only use it 3 times in your whole life.
但是你一生当中只能用3次而已。
Is that good news?
那这个还是好消息吗
？Friends, is that good news?
我们会不会觉得这个是一个好消息？真正的好消息。
When you first hear, it seems to be good news.
你当一开始听到的时候，觉得嘿还不错。
But when you really understand it, what it's all about, it's not really good news.
但是我们了解了之后，其实并没有那么好。
I think if you try the medication and you really see perfectly, and after that.You have to live with not being able to see. It's better for us not to try.
如果我们今天用了药，可以两天看得很明亮，结果后来看不到了，那我们干脆不要用，还比较好。
Because the greater will be your disappointment.
因为你希望越大，失望也就越大。
Let's look at the Bible and see what really is good news.
但是我们要来从圣经来看真实的。好消息是什么呢
？The first thing is that it must truly benefit us.
第一点就是说，它真正的能够带给我们益处。
Let's look at First Peter.
我们请看彼得前书。
First Peter chapter 5.
彼得前书第五章。
First Peter chapter 5 verse 12.
第五章，我们看第十二节。
Verse 12.
第十二节。
By Silvanus.Our faithful brother, as I consider him, I have written to you briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God in which you stand. Peter wrote to the church and said, You are standing on true grace, the true grace of God.
这边彼得写信给教会啊，跟他们讲说，你们是站在神真的恩典上面了。
Grace is grace, but why does he emphasize his true grace?
恩典就恩典，为什么彼得还要特别强调真的恩典呢？
Because this grace is something that will be with them forever. Because this grace is something that truly benefits them.
因为这个恩典真正能够给他们带来益处，也会一直的与他们同在。
It is permanent.
是永久性的。
Permanence is very important.
这永久性是非常重要的一个特质。
Just like the medicine that we mentioned earlier.
就好像我们刚刚所说到的眼药膏。
Because the effect, the healing effect is not permanent, it's not good news at all.
如果它不是永久的，只是暂时的，那它还不算是真正的好消息。
Look at verse 10.
我们看第十节。
But may the God of all grace, who called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus,After you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. This is good news.
这才是真正的好消息。
This is true grace.
这才是真正的恩典。
The God of all grace calls us into eternal glory.
那赐诸般恩典的神要召我们进入永远的荣耀。
Not just honor that it's justMomentarily.
不是说短暂时的把给你一下下荣耀
But it says here eternal glory.
而是永远的荣耀
After you've suffered a while.
当我们受苦了一阵子之后
Just a while.
只是短短的一小阵子
God will start to work in our lives.
神就要在我们的生命里面来动工
To perfect us.
来让我们成为完全
To establish us.
来坚固我们
to strengthen us,
来赐力量给我们
settle us,
把我们建立起来
It may not be immediate
可能我们不能够马上就被建立起来。
But God will keep on working on us.
但是神会继续的在我们生命当中来动工。
There might be some discomfort.
可能在这个过程当中，我们会感到少许的不适。
There might be some, there will be some suffering.
其实
as it says here.
在这边也跟我们提到了，已经跟我们提醒了，会有一些苦难。
But it's just for a while.
但是这只是至非常的短暂。
But the important thing is that there will be progression.
但是更重要的是我们可以会有逐渐的成长。
That's why it says establish, strengthen, settle.
所以这边才告诉我们我们能够被建立、被坚固、被增加力量。
We come closer and closer to God.
就是与神越来越近。
We have less and less of our human weakness.
与神越来越近，我们人的软弱就越来越少了。
And our hope of eternal life grows stronger by the day.
我们对神的盼望，对永生的盼望就日渐增强。
To the point that we are perfected in Christ Jesus.
直到我们在主耶稣里面成全了。
And we enter into an eternal glory.
直到了我们进入了永远的荣耀。
Only such kind of offer is true good news.
只有这样子的消息才是好的消息，真正的好消息。
And it doesn't come free.
而且这个不是不是免费的就可以得到的。
Freebies are usually not good.
免费的都不是很大致上来说都不一定是很好。
You pay a price and you have something good eternally, isn't that good?
如果我们付了一个代价，能够得到一个永远好的，这不是更好吗？
So this comes with a price.
那这个是要有代价的。
Look at verse 1.
我们看第一节。
Verse 1 says,
第一节这边说到，
The elders who are among you, I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed. We are all partakers. We who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, we are all partakers of the glory who will be revealed.
我们相信主耶稣基督的人就能够跟他同享这些荣耀。
But here it says, before we can partake of the glory, Christ must first suffer.
但是这边提醒我们，在我们能够同享这个荣耀之前，基督要先受苦。
So this glory comes with a price.
所以这个荣耀可以来到我们，是因为有人付了代价。
Yes, Christ paid the price.
就是基督付了代价。
But then you look at verse 10.
但是我们看到第十节。
He tells us that we also have to pay something.
那第十节告诉我们，我们也要付一些代价。
Because Christ suffered.
因为耶稣已经受苦了。
Verse 10 says we also need to suffer.
所以第十节提醒我们，你们也要受些苦难。
But only for a while.
但只是短暂的苦难。
So friends, don't be tricked by freebies.
所以朋友们，亲爱的朋友们，我们不要被免费的东西所骗了。
We have just read, not from any human book, but from the word of God, that this true grace comes with a price.
我们刚刚已经从这一本圣经，不是任何一本书，而是神的话来读到了真正的恩典，真正的福音，要得到它是要有代价的。
So we are very forthright to you. I'm not going to tell you, I'm going to give you a freebie, or God is going to give you a freebie.
所以我们要很诚实的告诉你，我们不是要要得到这个恩典，不是免费的。
But wait a minute.
但是我们再想一下。
Isn't salvation free?
救恩不是白白得来的吗？
That's why we call it grace.
所以我们才叫它恩典呢。
Only Christ has to pay the price, then it's grace.
如果只有主耶稣才来付这个代价，那我们白白得来，那才叫做恩典呢。
If we also have to pay a price, how can that be grace?
如果我们也要付代价，那怎么可以叫做恩典呢？
The good news that the Bible tells us.
那圣经里面所要告诉给我们的这个好消息，
It's not just about salvation.
不只是包括救恩而已。
It is not just about being cleansed from our sin.
不只是要从我们的身上除掉罪孽而已。
Being forgiven of all that we have done in the past.
不只是要让我们以前的所做 的罪过被神赦免而已。
Yes, this comes free to us.
这是白白得来的。
But the good news is,
但是这个好消息是什么呢？
After we have been freely forgiven,
当我们白白的被神原谅了之后，
we can share in the divine nature of God.
我们就能够在神的神性里面有份。
Peter says that, this same Peter says that, we can have a share in God's holy nature.
这位彼得告诉我们的，我们能够在主的圣洁里面有份。
Not only are we forgiven of our sins,
不只是我们的罪被赦免了，
we can get rid of our human nature. We can get rid of our sinful nature.
我们能够除掉人的罪性，我们的软弱。
Remember yesterday we mentioned about a man who chopped off his finger and still could not stop gambling.
我们昨天提到了有一个人，他甚至要戒赌，剁掉了自己的一根小拇指，但是他还是没有办法停止赌博。
But God gave him the strength to change himself.
直到后来，神呢给他力量，他才能够改变自己。
So God gives us each and every one of us.The ability to become like God.
所以神要给我们每一个人能力，让我们能够像他一样。
So it's not just forgiveness.
所以不只是赦免而已。
But glorification.
要跟他一起得到荣耀。
Eternal glory.
而且这个荣耀是永远的荣耀。
But this is accomplished through suffering.
但是要得到这个荣耀呢，过程当中有些许的苦楚。
Philippians chapter 1.
我们请看腓立比书第一章。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 28 to 29.
腓立比书第一章第28节到第29节。
28
and 29. 28
到29节。And not in any way terrified by your adversaries.Which is to them a proof of perdition, but to you salvation, and that from God. For to you it has been granted on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. So Paul says very clearly here to the Philippians.
使徒保罗也很明确地告诉腓立比这个地方的信徒们。
It is granted to us not just to believe.
就是说我们不只是要信主耶稣而已。
Be saved.
我们要得救。
But it is also granted on behalf of Christ that we should suffer for his sake.
要得救的话，我们要为他受苦。
And the Bible tells us if we were to suffer with him.
我们的圣经告诉我们要与基督一同受苦。
Then we will also be glorified with him.
这样我们就能够与他一同得到荣耀。
Look at Romans.
我们请看罗马书。
Romans chapter 8.
罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8, verse 17.
罗马书第八章，我们请看第十七节。
The second part of the verse.
第七节的这后半段。
If we indeed suffer with him, we may also be glorified.
如果
that we may also be glorified together.
如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。
Who are the we?
我们指的是谁呢？
The first part of this verse says.
那在这一节的前半段就告诉我们。
If we are children of God.
我们指的就是神的儿女。
If we are children, then we are heirs of God.
如果我们是神的儿女，我们就是神的后嗣。
Then we are joint heirs with Christ.
我们就是和基督同作后嗣的。
How do we become joint heirs?
我们怎么样能够与基督同作后嗣呢？
The verse here says, that is, if we indeed suffer with him and become glorified with him.
啊，这边告诉我们，就是如果我们愿，我们和他一同受苦，就必和他一同得着荣耀。
So this is the good news that the Bible offers.
这是圣经要给我们的好消息。
There is a very well-known evangelist that says.
有一个很有名的布道家，他这么说。
By the name of Charles Spurgeon.
他的名字是 Charles Spurgeon.
He says, if I offer one stitch onto the garment of salvation, then I'm doomed.
Say that again.
if I offer one stitch on the garment of salvation, then I'm doomed.
如果我把
Doesn't matter. That means salvation is free.
他要讲的就是说，这个救恩呢是免费的。
If I think that I can do something for my salvation, then I'm doomed.
如果我自己以为这个救恩是我劳力得来的，那我就是得不到这个救恩了。
So he's encouraging us, not to believe that we can do anything or we should do anything.
这个布道家呢，就是告诉人，我们不要相信自己需要做什么，我们什么都不用做。
Yes, we cannot do anything to gain forgiveness.
我们什么也不能够做。
But we must do, we must put in a lot of effort to suffer with Christ in order to be glorified with Christ.
但是这边告诉我们，刚刚读的圣经，我们要与主耶稣一同得荣耀。我们首先要与他一同受苦才是。
The Bible says,
这圣经告诉我们
that the garment that we put on,
我们、穿上了披戴了这个外衣
It's the righteous acts of the saints.
就是要披戴着圣徒的好行为的义
So we have to have righteous acts.
所以说我们要有、有义的行为才行
So that we become glorious with Christ.
这样我们才能够与主耶稣与基督一同得着荣耀。
But even our righteous acts comes from the strength that God gives.
那我们今天怎么能够行出这些好的行为呢？是因为靠着主所赐给我们的力量。
It is God at work with us.
是主跟我们一起同工。
Look at verse 30.
我们请看第三十节。
Verse 30.
第三十节。
Moreover, whom he predestined, these he also called. Whom he called,These he also justified, and whom he justified, these he also glorified. So you see, the will of God is spelled out here in very, very clear terms.
所以我们可以看到第三十节这边神的旨意很明白的写在了这边。
He predestined us, he called us.
他预先预定我们又招我们。
Many of you are called here this evening.
我们今天晚上都是被招而来的。
The Holy Spirit would move many of you as well.
圣灵也要感动我们大家。
And those whom he called, he also justified.
那所招过来的呢，又要称他们为义。
That is to say, forgiven of their sins.
就是要赦免他们的过犯。
But those whom he justified, he would also glorify.
那所称为义的人呢，又要叫他们得荣耀。
This is where the price of suffering comes in.
这就是我们要与基督一同受苦，才能够一起得着这个荣耀。
But suffering comes only for a while.
但是我们要记得，这个受苦呢，只是短暂的。
And glory is for all eternity.
那这个荣耀是永远的。
That's why it's good news.
所以这才是好消息。
The second thing we want to discuss with you this evening.
那我们今天晚上要讲谈论的第二点。
Since we know that this good news really offers us real benefits.
当我们现在已经了解了这个好消息呢，是可以给我们带来真正的益处。
But how is it going to be effected in my life?
那这个好消息怎么能够在我的生命当中变成有效的呢？或者在我的生活当中成为有效呢？
Let's go back to the analogy of the eye ailment.
我们再讲回来刚刚那个眼睛生病的人。
Let's say we really have a medication that can be of permanent effect.
真的，我们找到了这个药，能够永远治好我们的眼睛。
But how do we apply it?
但是我们要把怎么样才能够把这个药涂到我们的眼睛上呢？
If you are so happy that you have found a medication and you do not pay attention to the doctor or to the pharmacist.
如果我们拿到的这个药太高兴了，没有听医生给我们教导我们怎么使用。
The pharmacist and the doctor says you got to take it orally.
结果这个医生是跟他讲要，其实医生要跟我们讲说你要用嘴巴把它吃下去。口服的。
Yeah, one spoonful of that powder, with how much water and how many times to take it.
你要把这个药呢，或者水一天喝几次
？But you're so happy.
但是 哇，你太高兴了。
You fail to listen.
你没有听到医生在讲什么话。
So you just take the powder.
你拿了这个药。
Mix with water and manufacture your own eye drops, and you keep dropping and dropping into your eyes, dripping into your eyes.
然后你就把它和在水里面，然后就把它滴在你自己的眼睛上。
You're not going to get well.
这样子你的眼睛会好吗？不会的。
Worse still.
可能还会更差。
If something has to be applied, you know, for external use only, and you ingest it, it might even kill you.
或者有些是本来是外擦的药，你把它吃下去了。可能还会导致你的上吊你的生命。
Nothing wrong with the medication.
这个药它其实是好的。
But something wrong with the way you apply it.
但是你用的方法不正确。
And your eyes won't be cured.
那你的眼睛就不会被医治好。
Likewise, the gospel.
那福音也是一样。
How is it going to be effective in our lives?
我们要怎么让这个福音在我们的生活当中有发出它的功效呢？
The gospel is true.
这个福音我们知道是真实的。
It gives us real benefit.
它可以给我们真正的真正的益处。
But this benefit will not be ours if we apply wrongly.
但是这个益我们得不到这个益处，如果我们没有用正确的方法来使用它的话。
How are we going to be forgiven and also glorified?
我们要怎么样才能够被赦免，怎么样才能够被要得到荣耀呢？
How does God give us His salvation?
神要怎么样把他的救恩赐给我们呢？
Is it on the day when Christ was born?
是不是在主耶稣出生的那一天呢？
The whole world now celebrates Christmas. Christmas is the most joyous event.
现在全世界的人都会庆祝圣诞节，大家都很高兴。
But God did not give Christ to us at His birth.
但是神并不是在主耶稣出生的那一天把他赐给了我们。
God gave Christ to us on Mount Calvary.
神是在各个他的山上把主耶稣赐给我们的。
He died.
就是在他死的那一天。
Yesterday we talk about a real Savior.
所以当我们在昨天我们讨论到了真正的救主。
He really became flesh.
他真正的在世界上成为了一个人。
He was born as a baby.
他有肉身，他是一个从婴孩开始。
You must remember why was he born as a baby.
但是我们要想想，为什么他要这样子先成为一个婴孩呢？
God must take on flesh and blood because he had to die.
为什么他要有血有肉像我们一样呢？因为他要为我们死。
Let's look at Romans.
我们请看罗马书。
Romans 6.
罗马书的第六章。
Romans 6 verse 3.
我们看罗马书第六章第三节。
Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？
Because Jesus died for us.
因为主耶稣为我们死了。
Because that's the way he gives himself to us.
这就是他借着这个方法把基督赐了给我们。
Therefore, we must identify with Christ's death.
所以我们要归入他的死。
So that his death becomes our death.
所以他的死成为我们的死。
So, but when we are baptized,
所以当我们受洗的时候
we are baptized into his death.
我们就是受洗归入耶稣基督的死。
When we enter into the baptismal waters by immersion,
当我们全身入浸到水里面的时候
Verse 4 says we are buried with him into death.
第四节这边告诉我们我们要像他一样一同埋葬。
So we enter into the death of Jesus by way of immersion.
所以我们归入基督的死就是要全身入浸。
Dying with Christ.
与基督同死。
Is true baptism.
就是真正的洗礼。
Now there are more and more Christians who think that baptism is just a rite, a ritual.
现在很多基督徒他们都认为洗礼只是一个仪式而已。
It's only a symbolic thing.
是一个象征的动作。
There's no efficacy.
没有真正的功效。
There was a Chinese evangelist very famous in the 30s.
大约在1930年代有一个 在中国有一个很有名的布道家。
He brought a lot of revival in China and in Southeast Asia.
他在中国在东南亚兴旺了福音。
When I read his biography, my heart was full of respect for him.
当我在读他的自传的时候，我对他充满了敬佩。
Biography, not what he says about himself, what others say about him.
他的人生阅历就是其他人写的，不是他自己写的。
He struggled with liberalism in his times.
在他的那个时代呢，他 liberalism
开放神学，
他跟自由主义来有一个冲突。
Because in his times in the Bible college that he attended, people didn't believe the Bible anymore.
因为在他在读神学的时候呢，在那个时候，人家已经不相信圣经了。
The miracles in the Bible, they didn't believe anymore. Virgin birth, resurrection, they didn't believe anymore.
人家都不相信圣经里面所讲的神迹，他们也不相信主耶稣是由处女所生，他们也不相信主耶稣真的
复活了。And therefore, he struggled very hard against this.
所以对他来说，这些很困难。
He struggled very hard against this.
他抵抗，他有很用力的来抵抗。
And he went through a lot of difficulties.
所以他也遇到了很多的阻挡。
I respect him for that.
所以我很敬佩他的这个
努力。When he preached the gospel, he preached the power of Jesus to save, because Jesus was born of a virgin. He preached the power of Jesus to save, because Jesus really died and resurrected.
所以当他传讲福音的时候呢，他是传讲主耶稣的救恩，因为主耶稣真是由童女所生，正因为主耶稣真是从死里复活了。
I respect him for that.
所以我敬重他这一点。
But there is one thing that he said that I cannot agree with.
但是他所讲到的一点我不能够接受。
Because we know that the Christian churches have different modes of baptism.
我们知道现在很多的教派有不一样洗礼的方式。
Sprinkle water.
有些是用洒水礼。
Some pour water.
有些是用浇水礼。
Some dig a pool and immerse the baptismal candidates.
有些人在地上挖一个洞，让那个受洗的人能够进去里面。
Some insist that the biblical way is to go to natural flowing water like the sea or river.
那有些人是说，我们要像圣经里面所讲的，到活水里面，就像到江和海来受洗。
So people ask this Chinese evangelist.
所以有人就问这一位啦，这一位中国的布道家。你觉得受洗要怎么洗才好呢
？Must we be immersed like some people say？
是不是要像人家说的要全身入浸呢
？He tried to avoid this question.
他不想要回答这个问题。
But when people pressed him，
但是当人家一直问他的时候
，He said, "Well, if you really want to know,"
他说，如果你真的想知道的话
，More water, less faith. Less water, more faith.
他说，越多的水就是你证明你越少的信心。你信心越好，你需要的水就越少。
That means to him, it doesn't matter. Water is just a symbol.
所以对他来说，这个水怎么洗都没有关系。水这个受洗只是一个预表而已，象征而已。
Yeah. So he doesn't insist on any way of baptism.
所以他并不坚持要怎么样洗礼才是。
So if you really insist, you must be immersed. Then he says.More water, less faith.
如果你坚持一定要在活水里全身入浸的话，那他就会说你的信心太小了吧。
Then I think,
所以越多信心越小。
Going by his logic,
所以如果照着他这个逻辑来看，
then the true Jesus Church has got the least faith.
那真耶稣教会有的信心就是最小的。
Because the Baptist Church would say, as long as you have enough water in the tub to immerse your whole body, that's enough.
因为甚至浸信会他们说，你只要在一个浴缸里面，如果有足够的水，你就可以受洗了。
No, enough for you to immerse your whole body.
就是足够让你全身入浸，那你就可以了。
But the true Jesus Church says that is not enough.
那真耶稣教会说这还不足够。
You must have a lot of water.
我们要有很多很多的水。
You must go to the river. You must go to the sea.
我们要去江河，我们要去海边。
So the true Jesus Church has got the least faith.
如果照他来说，那真耶稣教会有最小的信心。
And then going by his logic.
那如果照着他的逻辑
，If More water means less faith. Less water means more faith.
他说越小的信心需要的水就越多，越大的信心需要的水就越少。
Then if you have absolute faith,
如果你有最完美的信心，
then you don't need baptism. No water is needed.
你连水都不需要了，都不用受洗了。
And really, there's a Christian group that doesn't believe in baptism.
真的有些基督徒他们不相信受洗了。
They don't have sacraments.
他们就连圣礼都没有了。
No baptism, no Holy Communion.
没有圣礼，没有圣餐礼。
But what does the Bible say?
那圣经怎么告诉我们呢？
Isn't baptism instituted by the Lord Jesus himself?
洗礼不是主耶稣亲自设立的吗？
So is Jesus trying to say you cannot have absolute faith? You must have some level of doubt because you need some water?
主耶稣是不是说你需要水，因为你的信心不足呢？
No, you must have some level of doubt because you must use some water.
主耶稣是不是说你一定有啊，怀疑，因为你要用水。
你一定要有怀疑。
你一定要有水。
你一定要有怀疑。
你一定要有怀疑。
Yeah, because you need some. Because Jesus was the one who said you need some water, right?
因为主耶稣说你要有水。
And you look at the examples of the Bible.
但是我们来看圣经里面的例子。
Jesus went to John for baptism.
主耶稣到了约翰那边受洗了。
And the Bible specifically says that John went to a place called Anon because there was a lot of water there, much water.
那圣经里面特别提到了约翰在那个约旦那边受施洗。
爱因的那个地方。爱
因的那边，因为那边水多。
Yes. The Bible emphasizes much water.
圣经里面特别写说水多。
So this very wise saying about much more water, less faith, less water, more faith, although it sounds very wise, it's not biblical.
所以这句话听起来好像很聪明，信心越小需要的水就越多，信心越多需要的水就越少，但是这是不符合圣经的。
Because the Bible says much water.
因为圣经告诉我们要在水多的地方受洗。
Because baptism is a burial.
因为受洗是一个埋葬的一个动作。
Because baptism is identifying with Christ's death through burial.
因为这个受洗是与基督同死同埋葬。
Sometimes we may ask,
有时候我们会问这个问题。
Why must we be so literal?
为什么我们要照着圣经上的字面上的意义来？
Why must we be immersed, really immersed, because the Bible says immersed.
为什么我们要完全照着圣经上所写的呢？圣经上说要全身入浸，我们就要全身入浸吗？
Why must we really use water?
为什么我们就要用水呢？
Salvation is a spiritual thing.
救恩不是属灵的吗？
Our sins being washed away is a spiritual washing.
我们的罪被洗掉，那是一个属灵层面的一个东西。
Then why must you physically use water?
那为什么我们要在物质界用水呢？
Why must you physically immerse yourself and get wet?
为什么你要真正到水里面让你用湿了呢？
Because sins are literally committed.
因为罪是实际上在真实世界发生的。
Yes, sin is a spiritual problem.
当然我们知道罪是一个灵性上的问题。
But when you kill somebody,
但是当你杀一个人的时候，
Can you say, oh, it's a spiritual problem, it's a spiritual problem?
你可以说这是一个属灵的问题吗？
It is physically committed.
那是你真正的做的这个动作。
When you commit adultery,
但是当你犯奸淫的时候，
It's something physical.
是在身体上发生的。
Sins are real and physical and literal.
所以罪是的罪性是在人的生活动作真实世界里面可以看到的。
Yesterday we mentioned that the wages of sin is death.
昨天我们已经提到了罪的工价就是死。
Death is real.
死也是非常真实。
We know it's real.
我们知道这个死是非常的真实。
And the pain that comes with death, whether the one who dies or the people who watch him die, all this pain is real.
那痛苦就不管是死的这个人的痛苦，还是旁边亲人的受到的痛苦，都是非常真实的。
That is why God knows we live in a real world. So when He wants to really save us, He says you better really get some water. No, go to some water and really dip yourself in there in the name of Jesus.
当然主耶稣主知道我们活在这真实的世界有了真实的问题，所以他叫我们受洗是要到活水那边全身入浸才是。
Get real, he says.
他说要真实的照来去做。
And he demonstrated it.
他也亲自的示范给我们看。
Didn't we say Jesus really become a baby?
因为主耶稣真实的成了肉身，成为婴孩来到世界。
He suffered real pain at the age of, well, eight days old.
他在八岁的时候就身体上受到了痛苦。
Circumcision.
割礼。
He really went through circumcision.
他真的受了割礼。
He really had to suffer the pain. And
他也是要受这个苦。
Although there was a little blood, it's still blood.
虽然流了血，一点点，但是还是血。
He had to suffer physical hunger, physical fatigue.
他也是要受到饥饿，受到tired, 疲倦。
Yeah. And he had to physically die.
他也在肉身上死了。
All these are real and physical.
这些都是实在在真实世界发生的。
In order to solve our spiritual problem, Jesus had to become physical.
为了要解决我们属灵的问题，主耶稣实实在在的来到了世上。
He's at the giving end, and he had to become physical.
他要给我们的人，他都要自己来到了世界上。
And we at the receiving end, we said we don't want to be physical.
但是我们所受要在我们在是得到的这一方，我们说不用真实的来去做吗
？No need physical baptism. No need physical act of baptism.
我们不需要实际的去有洗礼这个动作吗
？Doesn't make sense.
这样子来说，并不合道理。
God made us physical beings.
神把我们创造在世上是真实的
生命。So let's not pretend to be so spiritual. Oh, it's a spiritual problem. Faith is something internal.
我们不要把什么事情都想成是属灵的，是属灵的问题。那信心也是属灵层面的东西。
Let's look at Hebrews.
我们请看希伯来书。
Hebrews chapter 2.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14.
我们请希伯来书第二章，我们看第十四节。
Inasmuch as the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared in the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is the devil. It is absolutely necessary for Jesus to become a physical human being.
主耶稣需要成为血肉之体来到世界上。
Because we are physical.
因为我们有着血肉之体。
It says very clearly here, because the children whom God wants to save are flesh and blood, and therefore Jesus must become flesh and blood.
因为神所要拯救的儿女有血肉之体，所以他要成为血肉之体来到世界上。
Islam believes in one God just like we do.
伊斯兰教他们也相信世上只有一位神，像我们一样。
Islam also believes that God is Almighty, just like we do.
伊斯兰教也像我们一样相信神是全能的。
Islam believes that God is just, just like we do.
他们也相信神是公义的，跟我们一样。
And Islam says that God can just forgive you like this.
但是他们说神可以。这样就把你的罪给涂抹了。
And therefore, he doesn't need to become a man.
所以他不需要成为肉身来到世上。
And that's the big difference.
这是很大的一个不一样。
If God can just forgive like this,
如果神可以这样子就把你的
he changes his own laws.
他就把你的罪把它涂抹，他把自己所定的律法规则都改了。
What kind of a God is that?
那这样子的神是什么样子的神呢？
But our God says sin must be paid for.
但是我们的神说有罪就要付出代价。
He made that payment for us.
那他为了我们付出这个代价。
We see his justice. We see his justice.
那我们看到了他的公义。
And we see that his love is much greater.
我们也看到了他伟大的爱。
That he himself paid that price to fulfill his own justice.
我们看到了他为了我们付出了这么大的代价，为了完成他的公义。
We are flesh and blood, and he became flesh and blood.
因为我们有血肉之体，他也照样亲自的成为了血肉之体。
There's a group of Christians. In fact, the majority of Christians, they call themselves evangelicals.
有很多基督徒，他们称为他们自己是宣福音派的。
Evangelicals believe that faith alone saves.
福音派的相信说，只要有信心就能够得救了。
Baptism is not necessary.
不需要要有洗礼才能够得到救恩。
Baptism is just a symbolic act.
洗礼只是一个象征性的动作。
But they are being very inconsistent with what they think is orthodox and true.
那对他们来说呢？他们正统的一些。他们教义怎么成为教义？他有一个很多的
什么才是正统？
什么才是正统的教义
？They're inconsistent.
他有很多不同的方法。
不一致。
不一致。
They say that you must insist that Jesus really come in the flesh.
他们说你们一定要相信主耶稣真的成为了肉身来到世上。
Because the Bible says if we deny that Christ has come in the flesh, then you are anti-Christ.
因为圣经里面告诉我们，如果我们不相信耶稣是肉身来到世上，那我们就是敌基督的。
You must believe that Jesus really physically resurrected from the dead.
他们又说，你要相信主耶稣真实的在世上复活了。
Otherwise, you are not a Christian.
不然你就不是基督徒。
You must believe in the real hell.
你也要相信有真实的地狱存在。
You must believe in the real heaven.
你要真的相信有。天国的存在。
But yet, when it comes to baptism,
但是来到洗礼的时候
they do not believe in the real effect of baptism.
他们不相信洗礼有的功效。
But we have just explained earlier.
就像我们刚刚所解释的。
Because Jesus really became flesh.
因为耶稣真的成了肉身。
Died and resurrected.
他真的死了又复活了。
Therefore, baptism has real effects.
所以这个受洗是真的有功效。
And we really need to go through water baptism.
我们也真的需要借着这个受洗来得救。
Baptism is not works.
这个洗礼呢，不代表是我们所做的功。
Baptism is faith.
这个洗礼是要靠着信来受洗的。
Look at Galatians.
我们请看加拉太书
Galatians chapter 3
加拉太书的第三章
verse 26
加拉太书第三章二十六节
For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. So here it says through Christ Jesus, through faith in Christ Jesus we become children of God.
这边告诉我们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子了
But how?
怎么成为神的儿子呢怎么信基督呢
Verse 27 says Verse 27 says,
27节告诉我们,
For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ.
你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
So verse 27 explains verse 26.
所以27节解释了26节。
Verse 27, baptism is the way this faith takes effect in our life.
所以在27节就告诉我们这个信心怎么样在我们的生命中成为有功效呢
This is how we become children of God through faith, by baptism.
我们怎么借着信心成为神的儿子呢就是要借着受洗归入基督。
When we truly have this kind of faith,
当我们有真正这样子的信心的时候
When we truly act according to the Bible,
当我们真正照着圣经的话来行的时候
Only then can we be said to be truly saved.
这样子我们才能够说我们真正的得救的。
And those who are truly saved.
那些真正得救的人
When we come together.
当我们在一起的时候
We form a true community of faith.
我们就有一个真正的信仰上的团契。
And this is called the church.
那这个就是教会。
The church is composed of all the people who are truly saved.
那这个教会就是有这些真正得救的人在一起的这个团体。
We see a picture of this, in Noah's time.
我们在挪亚的时代看到了这么一个画面。
And it is linked very amazingly to baptism.
那这个跟洗礼有直接的关系。
Let's look at 1 Peter.
我们请看彼得前书。
1 Peter chapter 3.
彼得前书第三章
Verse 21
彼得前书第三章第二十一节
Verse 21
21节
There is also an antitype which now saves us, baptism, not the remover of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience towards God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Here, note that the Bible says baptism saves us now.
这边告诉我们这个洗礼呢，现在要拯救我们。
Evangelicals say,
这些啊福音派的人说
，Baptism does not save.
他们说洗礼不能够救你。
I read so many times in their different books by different evangelicals, baptism does not save.
他们写了，他们在他们的书里面写了很多次，洗礼不能够拯救。
Jesus says baptism does not.
是基督拯救，不是洗礼拯救。
There was once a brother from our church talked to a doctor of theology of an evangelical denomination.
那有一次，我们的一位弟兄啊，与一个在福音派的博士、神学博士来讨论。
And he says the Bible say does not say that baptism save.
那他就说了，圣经没有说洗礼能够使人得救。
But the Bible says very everywhere that Jesus saves.
那圣经每个地方都说主耶稣要使人得救。
And if you can show me one verse that says baptism saves, then I will believe baptism saves.
你如果能够找到一个经节告诉我洗礼使人得救，那我就会相信你。
And our brother showed him this verse.
那我们的弟兄就翻这一节给他看。
Still he did not accept.
但是他还是不接受。
He just changed the topic and went elsewhere.
他就开始讲别的东西。
But friends, although we hear people say baptism does not save, what do we read here?
虽然别人告诉我们洗礼不能够拯救，但是我们在这边所读到的是什么呢？
Baptism saves.
这个洗礼要拯救我们。
But baptism saves doesn't mean water saves.
但是洗礼拯救我们不代表是这个水拯救了我们。
It is the blood of Jesus that cleanses from our sins.
是主耶稣基督的血洗净了我们的罪。
It is the resurrection of Jesus Christ that gives us eternal life.
是主耶稣借着主耶稣基督的复活，我们得着了永远的生命。
So when we are baptized,
所以当我们受洗的时候
，we identify ourselves with the death and resurrection of Jesus.
我们就像在形状上。跟他一样有了这样子、埋葬的动作。
Yes.
跟他受死埋葬的动作。
Yes, we identify with him, 跟他联合。
我们与他联合。
And then therefore we have a share in his death.
所以我们在他死受死上有份。
And we have a share in his resurrection.
我们就在他复活上也有份。
That's why over here it says,Baptism saves us through the resurrection of Christ.
所以这边才告诉我们，这个洗礼呢，要借着主耶稣基督的复活拯救我们。
When Jesus was born,
当主耶稣出生的时候
，It was because he wanted to die. He had to die. That's why he was born.
因为他要为我们死，所以他才要出生。
He became flesh in order to die.
他成了肉身，有血肉之躯为我们死。
Next,
再来呢
？Why must he die?
为什么他要死
？In order to be resurrected.
为了要复活。
So when Jesus died,
所以当主耶稣死的时候
，He was thinking of resurrection.
他在想的就是复活。
How do we know?
我们怎么知道
？Look at John 10.
我们看约翰福音第十章。
John chapter 10.
约翰福音第十章。
Verse 17 and 18.
约翰福音第十章第十七、十八节。
Therefore, my father loves me because I lay down my life that I may take it again. No one takes it from me, but I lay down of it myself, and I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it back again. This command have I received from my father. Jesus died in order to be raised to life. Jesus gave his life in order to take it back.
主耶稣舍了生命，好再取回来。
If someone snatches this thing from me.
如果有一个人从我的手中把这个拿走抢走
I may not be able to take it back.
我可能拿不回来
Because he has overpowered me.
因为他比我的力量还大
But if it is I that hand it over to him.
但是如果是我把这个交给他的
It's because I'm confident I'm going to take it back.
因为我觉得我有力量能够把它拿回来
This is exactly what Jesus says here.
这就是主耶稣在这边所说的
I have the power to lay it down. I have the power to take it back. That's why I lay it down.
我有能力能够取回来所以我就 才把他舍去的。
And true enough, 3 days later, he took his life back.
那真的在3天之后，他把他的生命取了回来。
That's why on the cross.
所以在十字架上。
In chapter 19 of John.
约翰福音的第十九章。
Verse 30.
第三十节。
He says here that after Jesus received the sour wine, he bowing his head, he gave up his spirit.
这边说，耶稣尝了那醋，就说成了，便低下头。
And give up his spirit.
将灵魂交付神了。
It is not like we see sometimes in the movies. He gave up, he stopped breathing, and then he had no more strength, and so by the sheer weight of his head, the head dropped down.
不是我们像我们在电影里面看到了，当人吐了最后一口气，没有了力气啊，过世之后，结果因为头的重量、地心引力的吸引，这个头就掉下来。
It's not so with Jesus.
主耶稣的情况并不是这样子。
Yes, he's bowing his head, he gave up his spirit.
他是低下头，将灵魂交付神。
It is a voluntary action.
这是一个啊自发的一个动作。
Bowing his head is part of giving up his spirit.
这个低下头的这个动作，就是要把灵魂交付神。
Nobody takes his life unless he gives it away.
没有人能够夺去他的生命，只有他把生命舍了。
So he bowed his head and gave up.
所以他是借着低下头把生命舍了。
And Jesus wants us to identify ourselves with this.
那主耶稣要我们在这个动作上与他联合。
Let's read.Romans 6 again.
我们看回来罗马书的第六章
Verse 5.
第五节
For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, surely we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. So here it says that when we are baptized, we also unite with him in the likeness of his death.
所以我们受洗的时候要在他的死的形状上与他联合。
Not only is a true Jesus Church baptism immersion,
所以真耶稣教会的受洗不只是在活水里面全身入浸。
The baptism in the true Jesus Church is also lowering your head into the water.
那真耶稣教会的洗礼更是要把头低下去转进到水里面。
So that we are in union with the way Christ gave up his spirit by bowing his head.
我们就能够在受洗的形状就能够在跟主耶稣的死的形状上与他联合。
This is important.
这是非常重要的。
Because this is to signify that you are not forced into baptism.
这就告诉，这是证明了我们不是被强迫来受洗的。
You give it up yourself. You give up your old life, your old self, yourself.
你自己愿意舍去你之前的生活。
You surrender to God.
你完全的顺服了神
by bowing your head,
就是把你的头低下来。
Just like Jesus surrendered to God by bowing his head,
就好像主耶稣低下头把灵魂交托神一样。
In this way, we have a share in the death of Jesus.
这样子，我们就能够在主的死上有份。
And because we have a share in the death of Jesus, we also have a share in the resurrection of Jesus.
既然我们在主的死的事情上有份，我们也要在复活的事上与他有份。
Let's turn to second.Peter.
我们看彼得后书
2 Peter chapter 2
彼得后书第二章
verse 5
第五节
God did not spare the ancient world but saved Noah one of 8 people a preacher of righteousness bringing the flood on the world of the ungodly God makes a separation between the world and Noah
神在挪亚一家人和世界中间他把他们分开了、mm.
Likewise, God is making a difference between those who die with Christ and are raised with Christ with those who have not gone through this.
那神也要在世上把那些有与基督同死同埋葬的人跟那些没有与基督同死同埋葬的人把他们分开。
Because we read earlier that that what Noah went through is like a baptism.
因为我们之前读的挪亚所经过的就好像受洗一样。
Noah was saved.Through water,
挪亚是借着水得救。
We are saved through water.
我们也是要借着水得救。
And here it says only eight.
这边说到只有八个人。
The rest of the world died.
那剩其他的人都死了。
Likewise, we.
今天也是一样。
Only those who practice according to the Bible's instruction are in the ark.
只有照着圣经里面。所提到所做的才在方舟里面。
Just like Noah built the ark in exact accordance to God's dimension.
就好像挪亚他完全遵照神所给的尺寸来建造这个方舟。
Before I end,
那我在结束之前
，I'd like to leave you with one thought.
我要给你一个一个
概念。
概念。
If you were to read Genesis chapter 6,
如果我们看创世纪的第六章
，All the instructions of building the ark was there, very clear.
神很清楚仔细地告诉挪亚要怎么来建造这个方舟
how long, how high, how wide,
多长多宽多高
what kind of wood,
用什么样子的材料
what, and then you must have a window, you must have a door.
那在哪里要有门 有窗户
and then there's one more thing.
那有一件事情
God says you must cover the ark with pitch.
Pitch.
松香。
那神说要用松香来把约整个方舟把它包起来。
Inside and outside.
里面和外面。
That is for waterproofing.
就是说让水不能够跑进来。
Because the ark is sometimes going to be submerged in water, it's going to be like a global tsunami.
因为那是一个很大的洪水，这个整个方舟可能会到水里面。
So it has to be waterproofed.
所以它是要防水的。
Inside and outside.
里面和外面。
I have a question.
我有一个问题
that I invite you to think about.
那我想我们可以思考一下
Noah could act in accordance to God's word.
挪亚他 could
He could
他可以照着神的话来行
But there's one thing that he couldn't do. Just one little thing he couldn't do.
但是有一件事情他做不到
He could waterproof the ark outside.
他可以把方舟的外面都把它用这个松香把它用这个有防水的这个措施他来到了方舟里面
He closes the door.
他把门关起来
He waterproofs the inside.
他把里面也把它弄成有防水了
And of course he would waterproof the gap of the door.
当然他会把门缝都把它塞得满满的
Because that is the weakest part of the ark, right? Don't you think so?
因为我们想那可能是门缝可能是方舟最脆弱的地方，
就是
最脆弱的地方。
Other parts of the ark can do inside outside, but the door can he do inside and outside?
其他的地方我们都可以里面补、外面补，那只有门可以吗
？How is Noah going to waterproof the door both inside and outside?
那挪亚是要怎么样把这个门把它里面防水，外面又防水呢
？Because that would determine that the ark at the weakest point is waterproofed.
因为这样子，方舟最脆弱的地方就能够防水了。
We end our message this evening.
我们今天晚上分享到此。
Let's sing a hymn.
我们唱诗。
171.
171首。
We just sing the first and the last stanza.
我们唱第一节和最后一节。